Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boys and girls, children of all ages.
Children with agents? Is that what he meant? I'm not really
children
sure.
Children with Scott
there.
Boris. Yeah. God, do I wish Scott Boris was my agent. Let's try this again. Boys and girls, children of all ages. It's Hollywood. Nick Ashew, Mr. TV star himself, the media mogul, is back in the house with us little radio peons.
You know, I'm tired of you putting yourself down so much, Chris Russell. Can you just be a happy guy for once? Just be nice. It's like you almost had a terrible commute in here today.
Almost like I had a terrible commute.
Am I poking the bear a little bit with that?
Just almost.
Just a little bit? You were once again disheveled.
I'm
like walking out of the kitchen and all I hear is, hey. And I turn around and it's you with your bag, your box, and your bag, and your box, and your bag. And it's sweat beating down you, which, by the way, it's cold out. I don't know how you were sweating. And it was, oh, my God. The traffic so bad. It almost took me 2 hours to get here.
Here's the reason why I was sweating.
Why?
One, because I had a box and a bag and a box and a bag and a bag and a box. And we have to go through like Fort freaking Knox to get into this building.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, we've got to go through an outside door, an inside-outside door, the security.
Yep.
An elevator. We got to punch in our security guard to get up the elevator. Then
you have
we've
to punch
go
the security guard?
No.
Why did you punch the security
punch
guard?
In.
Are you the guy that punched the
Shut
coffee
up.
Maker too?
Then we've got to go through 3 freaking doors just to get in here.
As opposed to just letting anybody walk in?
Because I couldn't get the parking spot that I so desired because the traffic was so bad.
It's always about you. See, if we didn't have all that security, all of your groupies would be banging down the door trying to get in here,
groupies.
Asking for autographs, trying to steal your locks of your hair and things like that.
Yeah.
So this is actually a good thing because it protects you, Chris
Wait
Russell.
A second. First of all, fat radio guys, overweight radio guys, do not have groupies.
You have groupies.
Hollywood.
You are the rooster.
Star-laced television personalities who host a nightly, well, when the Wizards play, television show that's probably much, much better than the actual performance on the court.
Well, that doesn't take much effort.
Exactly. So, that's who has groupies.
No,
I mean,
it's you.
All your fans are right outside. They're just waiting.
No,
waiting
there's none.
For you.
There is no one out there.
Exit stage
there is
left.
An empty lot next to us, and that's all that's there
lot.
Right now. But nice try. Nice try.
All right.
Good
we
work.
Got JT the Vic on the other side of the glass. And we want to welcome in our pal Darius Dameron. Yeah, right. Our assistant promotions director here. He's training from Vic. Listen, Darius, whatever Vic tells you, do the opposite. Okay.
It's funny.
Would you
That's
agree?
What we always get told whenever you do something.
Really?
Same thing. Yeah.
You're supposed to be on my side, you nitwit.
Vic does great work. Why would I criticize Vic?
Oh, that's right. Because you guys tag team to make me look bad.
We only speak the truth.
Okay.
That's the beautiful thing is that, like, there's no lying or anything from us. It's literally us just working with all of the material you give us.
Let me just point something out to you. Dip and stick.
Well, that's rude.
There you go.
That's offensive. Can you even say that on the radio? I don't know.
He just did.
I think you should dump that. That was bad. The vile language coming out of your mouth tonight, Chris Russell.
I know. It's a family show.
I still, to this day, want a reality show of just you riding in the car in traffic.
Oh, it was bad today. Oh, my gosh.
Freaking beautiful.
I mean, you should have seen me from the time I got to the and it was bad before the wharf, and then right outside here on South Capitol Street when some clown shoe would not, literally was blocking everyone because he was deciding, where do I park? And he sat there for 8 minutes while I was slamming on my horn.
Not shocked at all.
And the poor guy in front of me probably thought I was mad at him when instead I was mad at the clown shoe.
I've got places to go. The Redskins need to be talked about. I got to get in there now.
Now, the Redskins got plenty of love today on the radio station. You may have heard this. Dukes was out at Redskins Park for the last 4.5 hours. Dukes also did Redskins Nation.
So weird him do all the things he's doing now.
Exactly.
Do we live in?
My text has been blowing up with pictures and people going like, whoa. The hell's going on?
Maybe one day they'll let
Dukes
you back in the building
on Redskins
over there.
Nation. That's what somebody asked on Twitter. I haven't gotten that invitation
yet. If you brought a case of Coors, do you think they'd let you in?
Coors Light in the hole.
That's what I wanted.
Come on over here, Chrissy.
It's like a mix of Santa Claus I don't know what it is, but it's a great impression of someone.
I let Andy Reid pluck my chest hair.
God. No, we're not doing that again. No, please, no. No Bruce Allen chest hair. That's weird. I do not condone this behavior. I want a disclaimer out there now. It disgusts me.
All right.
Be more mature.
Enough clowning around. Let's
Says
be mature.
Who?
Yes. Well, we'll save the clowning around for like 4 minutes from now.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's get to it. So you may have heard Dukes was out at Dukes was out at Redskins Park, and he had Adrian Peterson on. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did. I actually listened because I was here already, and you don't really have to tell me anything new.
Yes.
I know everything.
I listened to the
whole
interview. I actually think Dukes did a really, 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 really good job, and I think Adrian Peterson did a pretty good job as well. And, of course, although with other media say that him and his friend Maker's Mark got together on Monday night.
Maker is a good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So he basically what he said, and I'm not directly quoting here, is, look, I think we have a championship-type team here in Washington. We're not there yet, right? So that was the money, like, answer, and that's what I guess is on Pro Football Talk and so on and so forth, and certainly you would want a player of that stature to say something like that. Now that would you say that Adrian Peterson, maybe he's not fully invested here because he's only been here for 8 games and a cup of coffee before that, but I mean, that's enough to say, he knows enough of the culture the fabric, right? And the DNA.
He knew the culture before,
yes.
And then he has been with the organization enough now to know what everything is this year. He knows the coaching staff, he knows the roster, he knows the game plan and things like that. So yeah, he's invested enough where there's certainly credibility. But listen, I mean, the guy could be here 2 weeks and you could still get an idea of what an organization brings to the table.
Yeah.
It doesn't take very long for that. Yeah, there's that. Of course there's credibility with that. And I think, look, that's the right thing for him to say, Chris, is he's not going to come out and be like, nah, man, we got a long way to go.
Absolutely.
But he also was smart to not go, yes, we should win the Super Bowl this year. That may be your goal, but you also have to be realistic.
That's why it rang true to me. That's why I took it and I didn't go, please, give me a break. Because he couched it. And he said correctly, hey, look.
Now, was it a love seat or was it like the bigger part of the couch? Which kind of couching was it?
You know, I mean.
I'll let you think about it.
I need a good love seat. Good love seat for the rooster, you know.
Do I?
After
do I
dark.
Even? This is a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake for me to do that.
So anyway, he said basically, look, we have a championship type team, but we're not there, right? So I think because he spoke in truth, at least on the second end, the first one could be argued he's crazy or he's wrong or I see what he's saying. No matter how you argue the first part of it, Hollywood, the second part of it, the, hey, we're not there yet, I think adds credibility to what he said at first. Maybe I'm overanalyzing, quoting, and all of that, just language, okay? Maybe I am, but I don't think I am. I think the second part of it, we're not there yet, gives credence to the first part of it, that he's not, like, just saying it just to say it, okay? I understand he can't not say it, but he's not just saying something just because it's the right thing to say. I think he's saying something that he has a belief in, yet he's also saying, hey, look, second half is going to tell a lot. We've got a lot of work to do. Now, here's the question that we want to get into, and then I'm going to get your answer, we're going to get my answer, and then we're going to get your answer at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. On the heels of Peterson saying that to Dukes, earlier today here on The Fan, you can hear the entire interview at thefandc.com, and we'll play you the cut probably coming back. On the heels of saying that, Not do you believe him? Not is he crazy? Not is he right or wrong? It's his opinion. It's his belief. It doesn't matter whether he's right or wrong. But how do the Redskins get to where Adrian Peterson says they are not? Does that question make sense? Meaning he's saying we've got a ways to go, right? We're not there yet. How do they get to from point A where they are now, if you could call point A 5-3 first place for the last 5 weeks off of a bad loss heading to Tampa, point A to point B, which I presume would be more than just winning a division title. When you say, yeah, I think we're a championship team, that doesn't mean just winning the division, right? Or did you take that as just a playoff team, therefore just winning the division? Or did you take that as a championship or a Super Bowl championship?
That means right? You consider yourself a contender. When you say championship, no one's talking about division championships.
Or you would qualify it as saying, I think we can win the division.
Yeah, they can still win the division this year. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but they're winning the division alone rests on how they do against the Eagles. Like the Eagles essentially control the Redskins' destiny in the sense you got to play them twice. How does Philadelphia play the rest of the year? Look, if you're the Redskins right now, here's one of the big things that just I think still doesn't get enough attention. Where's Jordan Reed? He's got one touchdown this year. We need more Jordan Reed because we talk about how Alex Smith hasn't played well this year. But it would be nice if there was more Jordan Reed, more production out of Reed this year. Now, is it going to be harder because the offensive line is in complete shambles? Yeah. But at the same time, do we really think, like, let's be honest with ourselves, Chris. Do we really think that this team, right now, the way it's constructed this year, even at its peak, is a championship team now, or do they still have to build more layers to it?
No, I think
there are more layers they need to add to it.
I think they need a lot, quite honestly, even though they're 5-3 and
now,
in first place.
If they could pair a healthy Darius Geis with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, that would be helpful.
Well, and here's the other element. Is Adrian Peterson thinking ahead and, like, I'm not just here for this year. I think I'm going to be a part of this mix next year because they don't know if Geis is going to be ready, when he's going to be ready. They don't know if he's going to be healthy. They don't know if he's going to have a setback. So even though I've only got a one-year contract, I like it here enough that I don't care about money elsewhere. I like it here. I want to be here. I think I'm going to be in the mix. So was he talking about maybe not just this year? Maybe he was talking about big picture vision that he's got. I don't think he's got any kind of level of assurance from anybody inside the building that matters that he's going to be here next year. But maybe he was just talking about that. We're going to get back to your thing on Jordan Reed because what we're looking for is the non-hey, Alex Smith has to play better division, right?
Everybody knows that's part of it.
Exactly. We all know that, Sherlock. We all know that. So why don't we just enter that in as evidence sample A, right? We all know that Alex Smith has to play a lot better. Moving on beyond that, who else has to shine? Who else has to step up, ramp up their game for the Redskins to get from point A to point B? For the Redskins to get from a first-place middling 5-3 in a watered-down division to a championship team, which Adrian Peterson believes they are and can be, but they're not at yet. And everybody should agree with at least that part, right? How do the Redskins get there? Who needs to step up? Individuals minus Alex Smith. That's what we want your calls on. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's your toll-free number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Your calls coming up in a flash on Overtime Levin. All right, we welcome you back. It is indeed Overtime along with Hollywood Nick Ashew, who is back for one night. One night only. Limited engagement, as they call it in the business. You can watch him on TV every Wizards game, pre and post game, on Wizards Outsiders. Did I get it right this time?
You did. Did you get it wrong before? I don't remember.
Yeah, I did. I called it Wizards Insiders.
Yeah, but you just do that to be obnoxious. Like you're trolling, and that's what you do.
Plenty of other
fun.
Things that I can do.
You do a lot of things. Yeah, it's not like there's one thing that you do that drives people nuts. You have like a long list you have a depth chart of annoyances,
really?
And you'll go down the list. And you're
chart
like,
of annoyance.
So this
is
works,
like
but I've done this for a while, right? Yeah. Like this one's getting a little old. I got to replace it and move this one up to the top. That's what you do. It's like one time say your name wrong, another time we'll talk about don't know what you're wearing.
Lucky.
Look it. I'm not doing that again. That was a one time thing.
Yes. Like I said, Mr. Limited Engagement. Mm-hmm. All right, so what has to happen for the Redskins to get from point A to point B? We're not talking about just to make the playoffs. We're not talking about just winning the division. I think we all understand there's some incremental things, and you're going to have to beat the Eagles at least one of two, and really, and ideally, probably two of two, to feel really good about winning the division. And I think the last game of the year, if I'm not mistaken, is at home against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. The other one is early December on Monday Night Football after the Thanksgiving Day game. So the Redskins will have about 11 days or so, and then they'll have another short week after that, so on and so forth. That's the good news and the bad news, because they're desperately going to need they are literally limping into Tampa Bay. As we all know, they could be without four of their five starters on their offensive line, as you've been telling people.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
About all day. So what has to happen? Who needs to step up non-Alex Smith division? We know Alex Smith. Let's get to the calls. Why don't we do that? Start rocking and rolling and knocking them down. We're only with you till 8, because then we turn you over to Thursday Night Football. Good one, Carolina and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's get to it. On the telephone lines, let's get to Ted in D.C. He's got a good one here. Ted's in the leadoff spot. What's up, Teddy? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Chris?
What's up, Ted?
So I'm going to say Preston Smith is going to have to step up. I mean, he's, other than that fumble he recovered for a touchdown against Dallas, where's he been?
Yeah, no sacks in 8 games. That's where he's been. I mean, listen, that was guy number one on my list, but I wanted you to have that because it's a good one.
You're so generous. Look at you, you gentlemen.
I mean, obviously, I agree. So I thought Preston Smith was going to break out last week, and I thought that was the week that they desperately needed him against that juggernaut of an offense. And if you look, the first snap of the game, he blows into the backfield, and he's got Matt Ryan wrapped up, and he can't bring him down. Now, Norman jumps in front of that pass, and it's an incomplete, so it doesn't kill them. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Preston Smith's been close on a couple of sacks this year, but he has none through 8 games. You can't have a walk year, and in a 3-4 defense, you can't have your starting outside linebacker have no sacks through 8 games. Just can't have it.
No, but hopefully this week he can get some pressure off Fitzpatrick and make him make some mistakes.
Well, I mean, that's what they're going to have to do. Thank you, Teddy. Appreciate the phone call.
He is really the guy that I thought would have a breakout year this year, because of the fact there was the money aspect, there was the walk year, the contract year, whatever you want to call it. And Preston Smith is a guy that I've honestly forgotten is even on the roster. Like, we've gotten to the point where he's one of those guys where you go, wait, is he? Oh, yeah, that's right. He still plays for the Redskins.
So, when you think of Redskins edge linebackers, you think, of course, Ryan
Kerrigan
first.
Okay, if you're
going to
say that, then yes, I will think of
And then you think of the great Pernell McPhee first.
Okay. Well, if we start going to specific categories, you know, way to take what I say and play semantics, you jackass.
Let's get to Jeff.
I'll miss you at all.
Let's get to Jeff in Arlington on the Fan. I just love busting your chops. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on, Jeff?
So I'm going to say I feel like the weakest spot on our team right now is our secondary. Our run defense is great. We face some elite running backs. Tampa has no running game, but they're the number 7th ranked offense because they can pass the ball and Fitzpatrick just goes wild. They want to call themselves the flight marshals. I love those guys. Let's see what they can do against a high-powered offense. I don't want to see another Saints or Falcons recreation here.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously another good one. And you're talking about the secondary in general, but I'll just say, I mean, Swearinger's been great. Obviously, Clinton Dix just got here yesterday, so it's unfair to judge him.
Oh, was it yesterday, Chris? Was it yesterday? Is that what you think of when you think of Clinton Dix? You think of him getting here yesterday? And he didn't play even though he played last week?
You jerk.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Two can
program.
Play that game.
Jeff, but I'm more worried about the corners because Norman, I know, bounced back against Carolina, had a great game, did a good job against Odell Beckham Jr. in the second half in New York 2 weeks ago. He broke up that first pass that I was just mentioning against Atlanta, but then he got beat late, not only for the touchdown, where he just got blown to smithereens after Julio Jones kind of disengaged off of the alignment, if you will, that
Norman had on him, but two plays before that, he gave up like a 40-some-odd yard defensive pass interference because he was beaten. He should have been smoked for a touchdown on that.
We also don't know if Quentin Dunbar is going to play.
Well, and that's a big one, too.
Quentin Dunbar didn't even practice today. And if you don't practice on a Thursday, that's a major, major if at that point. Yeah, look, I mean, the thing with that offense in Tampa is that they certainly have some firepower.
Yeah.
But we also have a quarterback that can make a lot of mistakes and turn the ball over a lot.
Well, that's why pass rush is so important, as it is every game, yes. But it's probably more important this week because they got a pretty decent offensive line in Tampa, Ali Marpet and guys like that. They've invested there. It's not great. It's not lights out. You can get to Fitzpatrick. What you can't do is let Fitzpatrick literally set up shop, set up camp, and just throw darts all over the field because you have no chance, even with Dunbar there, but especially if Dunbar is limited like he was last week. And he was, by the way, very good early in last week's game. It's just he got hurt and he couldn't finish. That's a problem because there ain't no white horse running in and saving the day.
He wouldn't be allowed to play, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have horses on the field.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, you could have wheelchairs on the sidelines, though. We found that out.
Well, Haley, you got to get somebody off the field somehow if they have an injury.
Exactly.
You can't pick the cart. That's what you got to do.
Got to shovel them up. 800-636-1067. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Hollywood's got the flash. More of your calls and reaction. How do the Redskins get from being what they are now, whatever you consider them, they are leading the division a fifth week in a row, to a championship team, as Adrian Peterson alleged and asserted that they are or can be, but they're not yet, on Chad Dukes' show earlier today. How do the Redskins get there? Non-Alex Smith division. Your calls continue right after this.
Is this a championship caliber team you think you're on right now?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I don't think we're there yet, but I know that we have all the tools and the potential to be that championship team. You know, this second half is going to be really critical for us to mold and get things going and then start that run.
All right, so that is Adrian Peterson earlier today with our pal Chad Dukes out at Redskins Park. So what do you make of that? What has to happen for the Redskins to get there? Non-Alex Smith division. You went with Jordan Reed, Hollywood, Nick Ashew, earlier, or at least you mentioned him. I kind of concluded with our first caller about Preston Smith, if we're isolating it down to one guy, and I think there's more.
It's impossible to say one guy is going to change. There's no way in hell that one guy, unless you're bringing in God, that's the only way that you're going to have this
what
team get to that.
God Sham God.
God Sham God. There's a name from the past. Jeez.
Yes.
Look, man, I think the only way that the Redskins have any shot of being a championship team this year is if they can be as good as the Warriors. No, sorry, that's the wrong sport. Give me a minute here. It's been a while. A lot of NBA recently for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, look,
I'll tell you what it is. It's a lot of bad NBA.
Yeah, seriously, it's been rough. It's definitely been rough. It's nice to purge your system with other NBA games other than the one that's going on right here now that's 2-8. But, yeah, look, I mean, Jordan Reed is certainly incredibly important to this team, right? We know that. We know that he's somebody that is, he's a weapon, one. He's somebody that you're supposed to have for Alex Smith to count on. And we know that a lot of quarterbacks, especially ones that we don't go deep, your tight end is that much more valuable for you. The problem is we just haven't seen that consistently from them. And that's somebody that at least if you, and we talked about this, where obviously Alex Smith's improvement is something that everybody would agree on they need if this team's going to get better.
Right.
But how do you get him to improve? One of them is more from Jordan Reed, whether it's more targets, whether it's Jordan Reed being more accessible. I don't know what it is, but they need more of Jordan Reed. We need more than one touchdown from him.
I was so encouraged by how they used him against the Giants, 12 targets, 7 catches. They got in that short, crisp passing game early. Alex Smith was 10 of 11. They passed 8 out of the first 11 plays, or at least called passing plays, early in that game to kind of get Alex Smith into a rhythm. Clearly, Jordan Reed was a target. And then last week, you see Jordan Reed on the bench in the second half while Vernon Davis is ripping it up. Now, we all understand he's got a little bit of a back issue. I think maybe Hoffman may have referred to it kind of as a back and neck issue. Then supposedly he banged up his hamstring on the last play of the game, so there was a concern about that. I know he was limited in practice Wednesday. I believe his official designation was limited as well today, or I don't know if he was full go.
Jordan
or
Reed, limited.
Yeah.
Jordan Reed
so
was limited,
limited
today.
Both
yeah.
days. But I would say at least that's encouraging, and at least you have Vernon Davis as an option who you would feel certainly comfortable with. The problem is they need Jordan Reed and they need Vernon Davis and they need Chris Thompson back and they're not getting him back and they need Jamison Crowder back and they're not getting him. I asked an NFL personnel executive, longtime personnel executive, I talked to on a regular basis the other day. He said, obviously Alex is a mess right now, you know, big time struggles, this, that, and the other thing, all the stuff that we all know. He goes, he's missing Jamison Crowder. That was the name he said more than a top tier wide receiver. More than Chris Thompson. He says, missing Jamison Crowder.
Well, it would be nice to have Crowder back, but that certainly looks like that's still up in the air as well.
Right.
At this point, going down this list, I don't know who's going to be available for the Redskins on Sunday right
either.
Now. It's fairly obvious that Jay Gruden doesn't either because they had a walkthrough of 80 plays yesterday as opposed to about less than half of that is what they usually do.
Because they're not installing a game plan.
They're just trying to get everybody
through.
In there.
Right,
they're like,
exactly.
Here's what our offense looks like,
yes.
new guys.
Well,
please,
because
come
they
join
have
us.
To, because you could theoretically have Jonathan Cooper start at one of the guard positions. Now, I guess the plan initially early on from what I think Grant reported or Grant speculated, I'm not sure if he was reporting it or speculating it, was that Roulier would start at center and stay at center, which they kept him at center in Sunday's game after earlier this year when Laval went out, and again, they still did not address with any kind of veteran answer at all, they moved Roulier to left guard, not for one game, not for a half game, but for three games, like game planning, and like because Jay Gruden's answer was, well, Bergstrom's a better center than he is guard. We feel better. So now they're going to put Bergstrom apparently at guard, but I think they could go the new guy, Jonathan Cooper, the former number 7 overall pick. I just put up some numbers on him according to Pro Football Focus. And, you know, you take that for whatever it's worth. I'm not saying that they judge everything perfectly. I know there's a lot of stupid NFL people that hate them. I don't care. I like them. 5 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, 32 quarterback hurries in his career. And that's over 1,057 pass blocking snaps. That's not terrible by any means. I mean, he was with the Cowboys last year. Now, maybe he was somewhat of the weak link, and obviously he was a street free agent, and they're, you know, therefore able to be picked up by anybody, and nobody did. I'm not saying this guy's going to come in and be Larry Allen, Nick, but I think he's better than Tony Bergstrom at guard. If you're asking me, sight unseen, without being a football coach and without being able to see practice film, if I feel more confident with Jonathan Cooper at guard, one of the two guards spots, this spot, this week versus Tony Bergstrom, I'm there. So to me, I would say, you know what? Jonathan Cooper is a guy because Austin Howard might have to play in this game because I don't know how you could trust Garen Christian to play left tackle again. So Anseki's going to be at left tackle, but if Moses is out, do you go with Christian, the rookie, and he looked a little bit better there, right? Or do you go with the new guy, Austin Howard, who started 16 games for the Ravens last year? So I would say, to me, just circling the wagons here, the number one guy that I think should be in the lineup right away based on need, based on fit, is Jonathan Cooper. I'm going to say that guy's got to be a road grader to help out Adrian Peterson to help out this offense.
I am having massive deja vu right now. This is the exact same thing that we dealt with last year.
Yep.
Like, while you went down that list, I mean, I know it. Obviously it's said in earlier this week when we knew about all the injuries and we started to get all the news that came out. But right now, the way we're talking about this roster, coming from this time last week when the Redskins were 5-2, and it was, well, you know, if they can just continue to run the ball and play defense well, that can help at least carry this team. They need to score more points, but maybe now it's gotten to the point, Chris, where we're looking at this going, they may have one starter on their offensive line, maybe. We're hoping to maybe have that. We've got receivers that are still out. Where's Jordan Reed been? He's battling some injuries still. This is the exact same thing that we dealt with last year. I can't think of another team that's been hit with such a rash of injuries at one position like the Redskins have for back-to-back
years.
It's
pretty crazy. And they put a lot of faith in Bill Callahan, but Bill Callahan's not a miracle worker.
What's he going to do with it?
What's you going to do?
Kirk Cousins was learning the names of some of his guys like in the locker room before games last week.
You ready for this? When they went to Seattle last year, right around this time.
Oh, the miracle win in Seattle?
Right. It was November 5th, so it was a little bit earlier, okay, but essentially the same week.
It's November 8th today. I count it as the same thing. You're fine.
T.J. Clemens was their starting left tackle. T.J. Clemens, he absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
Ari Quanjo, nice guy, I guess. I don't know. People love him. He stinks.
Has
he was
cool
their
name.
Starting left guard. Chase Roullier was their center. Tyler Catalina was their starting right guard. And Morgan Moses, who was basically playing injured all of last year.
And, by the way, doing it again this year.
Yeah, and virtually like had to be scooped up off the floor every game last year. That was their starting right tackle. And don't forget, Jordan Reed was, of course, already out. By that point, Terrell Pryor was long gone. So their starting receivers were Ryan Grant and Josh Doctson. And Josh Doctson had a big
It's like
catch
a practice squad roster.
Right. And Rob
That's
Kelly
what it was
their starting running.
I mean,
so like they did it with smoke and mirrors. D'Angelo had a huge game that day because there were several defensive guys that were also out. The point of the matter is they have won road games and they have won games before, i.e. last year, again a year ago at this time, like that. You know, they can win.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In this game, Nick?
Oh, absolutely.
Tampa's not that good. No.
You have to force Fitzpatrick into making turnovers.
Yes.
Making turnovers. You have to generate turnovers. Sound like a person talking about sports for the first time. You have to force him into making turnovers.
Time to make the donuts.
But look, he's got to turn the ball over. And we know that he's mistake prone. We've seen that before. You have to put yourself in a position as a defense to generate those turnovers and get extra possessions. Here's one thing that is a bonus that could be a possibility. And Adrian Peterson actually brought this up, not with Chad, but before he talked to Chad. It was earlier in the week. And he said, and he's absolutely right, this is an opportunity for these guys that were essentially picked up off the street. Now, is that enough? Is the physical ability going to be there? That's the question. But we do know that at least there is a possibility that one or two of those guys maybe plays out of their mind because it's, I've got another opportunity in the NFL, and this is something where I can get more things on tape to get back in the league with somebody else, whether it's the Redskins or someone else after this year. Now, sure, is that maybe a little smoke and mirrors? Is that a little bit of a fantasy? Is that tunnel vision? Is that whatever you want to call it? Fine. But that's the attitude that everybody has to have on this roster now, because otherwise, I mean, you got nothing. So you've got to hope that these guys come out here, these new faces, and say, this is my chance. I'm going to go out there and now prove it.
I would say this real quickly, and then we'll take a timeout, and then we'll get back to more of your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm not that super worried. I'm concerned about this week. I don't know if they're going to win because, I mean, literally, there's no way to know in the NFL. I'm not concerned as much about this week as I am starting next week. When more injuries, whatever they are, come to fruition, because you know more are coming, and even though they should at some point here get Trey Quinn back, they should get Jamison Crowder back, they should get Krista, there'll be more injuries to deal with. That's what I'm worried about, because just like last year, they won that game in Seattle, they sacrificed, they left their guts on the floor, And then after that, basically, they had nothing because the attrition just hit them. That's what you should be mostly worried about. More of your calls coming up on this on The Fan. All right, we welcome you back. It is Hollywood Nick Ashew. I'm merely the rooster, Chris Russell. Along with JT the Swick on the other side of the glass.
Darren. Big Zane.
What were some of the names you used on the Election Day special on Chad Swooks versus Wilbur?
I believe it was William Howard Taft.
And what did you say?
Yeah, but what did you say?
Psyllium Sour Taft.
You're such a weirdo.
You are.
By the way, it's a bit that never gets old. It's the most original, stupid thing that's ever been done in sports talk radio.
And there's a lot of stupid things that get done at this radio station. Like, everything we do pretty much is stupid. But we also, like, are kicking 980's ass, like, 14.1 in the ratings to, like, -4.5.
What the Falcons did to the Redskins?
Yeah, basically. Okay. So people must like stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. JT the Lick, you are part of that.
JT the Lick?
Well.
How about Lizards Basketball?
Lizards Basketball. Lizards Outsiders.
Oh, the Lizards.
Lizards Outstriders. I don't know. I can't do it like you. I try, but it's not the same.
It's all about the delivery, too.
It
you
is.
Have
the
to deliver it
yeah.
and sell it.
You say it. You say weird things very confidently, mm-hmm. which makes me yeah. buy into the weirdness.
That's all what it's all about. Yeah.
We all have our individual skill set. Like, I'm a crazy man lunatic.
Yes.
You are, what are you?
I don't even, where are you going to go with this?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think.
I mean,
I don't know. I'll let you think about it.
I heard somebody on national TV say Smedium t-shirt the other day.
Did they say it Smedium or Schmedium?
Whatever.
Because if you say Schmedium, you're wrong.
Right,
there's no H in Schmedium,
I guess. Whatever.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we clear that up.
Schmedium.
I mean, that's wrong. Well, you can say it because you say everything wrong.
Yeah.
So it's fine, Vic.
That way, when I make a mistake, it's just normal.
Right. You're like, oh, that's just Vic. That's Vic talking.
You both are idiots. 800-636.
We learn from the best.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get back to the phones. Who has to step up for the Redskins to go from point A to point B? Like Adrian Peterson says, they can but aren't at right now. Let's get to our buddy Ed in Bladensburg on The Fan. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually driving up to Baltimore to a friend's house right now because I am meeting. I got an email, a good email. From WBAL 1090 and 101.5 FM to discuss an internship with them. So I'm going up there tonight to discuss that with them tomorrow at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, good. So, all right. So that's good. I know you have an interest in the business, obviously. So I'm glad. I mean, unfortunately, we're not allowed to have interns here. Otherwise, we probably would have made you, an intern. I mean, Ash, you need somebody to go get him some donuts and some coffee.
I've never once ever asked anybody to do any of that. You stop it. Don't you ever put that on me.
You know what, though? But I'm okay with doing that. I know some people aren't, but I'm okay with doing it. But, look, suit and tie, you got to have an impression with WBAL because they are Ravens, so I'm wearing black and purple. So
oh, there you go. There you go. All right, well, good luck. Keep us posted. Who needs to step up here? Because we know, even though you're going to work for a Ravens station, we know you're a big Redskins guy.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. I think we had some flashes of Maurice Harris last week, right? The things that he can do. 10 passes, I think it was like 10 catches, 123 yards. He didn't get a touchdown, but he's capable of doing that. I think we need all the receivers to step up. We're going to need Vernon Davis, which he's already proven he can do. We're going to need Jordan Reed to do more than just 5 yards slant. I need Maurice Harris to have another game. And I think Brian Quick, if he's still on the team, needs to step up and have at least like 5 catches, 60 yards, you know. We're going to need that outside receiver to step up. It's just that simple. We know what the defense is capable of doing when they're not playing a Saints or a Falcons type of team that has 3 or 4 receivers, but we're going to need that offense to step up. We know the defense is going to be there.
Yeah.
But we just need all the receivers to step up. It's just that simple.
Well, you hope, unless they get carved up again by a juggernaut offense like they have the 2 times. Ed, we appreciate the phone call. Good luck. I would say this. He's absolutely right that the receivers need to step up. They needed to step up before Paul Richardson got hurt. Nick, they need to do more now. Yes, you're encouraged by Maurice Harris. Yes, you're encouraged that Crowder and Trey Quinn are coming back. Well, we know Trey Quinn will be back next week.
Next week, right.
Jamison Crowder will be back next. So you're encouraged by all of that. And
but you
you're certainly
you're
encouraged
still,
by Harris. But
we're still encouraged by, at least in Jamison Crowder, where it's been weeks, and it's still not really set in stone where he is.
And you don't know what kind of football shape he's in and what kind of role in this offense he is.
A ton of time.
Absolutely. And because you have an inconsistent quarterback in terms of accuracy, ball location, and seeing open, it's not an automatic, like, Jameson Crowder is going to walk in, catch six passes.
Well, there's also just chemistry issues.
Yards. Like, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the accuracy part, but it's the actual just they're not used to working with each other, and that's been a problem all year.
Well, they should have worked together more in training camp.
I knew you were going with that. I knew that's where you were going.
You know, I was screamed at.
I knew someone that screamed about that.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I was screamed at.
Who
for
was
being
that
the,
screamed
you know,
like a lunatic about
for,
that?
For, you know, for being mad at Bruce and for and for being bitter about
being
fired
waved
from
in the
980.
Air.
And,
went, well, you know, that, that's such an old bit.
I get accused of it all the time. God forbid around here you don't have your pom-pom shoved straight up your... 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
What?
So what's
the visual of you and a pom-pom, and now I can't. I need to go wash my brain out with bleach after getting that visual.
And a burgundy and gold skirt, too?
Oh, God. I'm not the... Look in this room right now. Look through the glass. There are two more people that are disgusted in the visual you just created, including a lot of people listening.
One of them is JT the Schwick. I mean, he doesn't count.
Can we all agree that was that was disgusting?
If I'm disgusted by it, then you know it's really
bad. Chris Russell just described himself as wearing a burgundy and gold skirt, shoving a pom pom.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, really,
really.
I was just saying, really,
really,
really, really. I was just simply saying that that's what people want me to be, because otherwise they think I'm hell bent on revenge and getting back at Bruce. Like, Bruce hasn't done any of this stuff.
I'll be honest with you.
9 years.
There is not one person in the city that wants to see you wear a skirt. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't want to wear a skirt.
Good. I don't want you to wear
a
skirt.
I would have a hard time fitting into one. Did you imagine that? 800-636-1067.
Get a bed sheet.
I get landfill shorts.
So many visuals right now. So many things are wrong with all of this.
Could you imagine me in landfill shorts with a hula hoop around me and a burgundy, and paint them burgundy?
What is wrong with you?
You need to make another bet.
Yes, here we go. If the Redskins don't win seven games,
please,
Chris Russell will wear landfill shorts and do the hula hoop.
Please.
And shorts, the actual shorts, we'll write about it on the site. Write that down. Seven wins.
What are they at? Five wins now?
Two more wins, right?
They only have to win two more wins?
I think we could get that.
Come on, take the bet.
That's a fair bet.
Do they have to get past seven wins, or do they have to get to seven wins?
Seven wins.
They have to win seven or more. They just need seven wins. Two more wins out of the next eight games.
Yes.
That's a 25% shooting percentage. That's better than the Wizards.
No, it's not better than the Wizards, but close.
I was going for a cheap shot there.
I know you were.
Anyway.
It's
fun. And otherwise, I have to wear landfill shorts.
Landfill shorts, no and shirt, and hula hoop.
No, it's not, no shirt.
You just said
get
no shorts.
Here.
That's all
I said
you said.
Landfill shorts.
You have to then wear, it has
with
to be no shirt.
With pom-poms, with burgundy and gold pom-poms, and hula hoop.
How about suspenders? His shorts and suspenders, because you'll need them.
But a shirt.
No, just the suspenders,
not,
the shorts,
no,
and a hula hoop.
Not wearing a shirt, you dummy.
How about a shirt with Landfill's face on it?
Oh, God.
Landfill shorts, a shirt with Landfill's face on it.
I'm already wearing his disgusting shorts.
And you have to hula hoop.
Which probably have not been washed in about 18 years.
I think this is fair, right?
I think it's a great idea.
It's only two more wins. They're going to win two more games. This is just you. At this point, all you're going to do is get attention. This is literally attention dollars being thrown at you for free right now with no work.
I have confidence in my boys.
You think they'll win two more games?
My Redskins.
All right, so if they don't win two more games.
My Redskins. I'll be a Skip Bayless for it. My Cowboys.
Let's get this official. If the Redskins don't win two more games, you will wear landfill shorts with a shirt that has Landfill's face on it while hula hooping.
Meaning they go 1-7 down the stretch. That's basically
they have to win more. They have to win. We said they have to win two more games.
Right.
We agreed. If they don't win seven games,
right,
was the agreement.
Right, but the only way I could lose is if they only win one.
Right.
So.
Or zero.
Or zero.
Could you imagine a 0-8 second half? A 1-7.
I mean, with this offensive line. Yeah. So can we get this official so Chad can have it tomorrow? Because we need the audio to be official.
What do you think?
Why are you looking at me?
Darius, you're the promotions director around here. Do you think this would be good for business?
He says he needs to go through Tim.
You don't need to go through Tim. Tim's a great guy.
All right. Let's make this official.
So Chris the deal Russell. Is wearing, and now I get to wear something underneath, right? Because there's no way.
Yes, that's fine. Unless you want to have his shorts touching you directly on the skin.
No, thanks.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, so I'm going to wear landfill shorts,
yes.
Maybe suspenders
yes.
with a t-shirt or something
yeah.
underneath.
That has landfill's face on it.
Oh, God.
Has to have
How
landfill's,
do I get landfill's
face on
face
it.
On
Easy,
it?
You get those t-shirts printed. It's not like we can't get a t-shirt printed. Are you kidding me?
All right, well, you make more money than me, so you can get that done.
We've got t-shirts printed here. Like, we've got people that can
not
do that.
Stupid landfill's face on it.
We have, look, Grant and Danny have their faces sitting in front of us right here. We can find it. It's very
yeah,
easy.
They're also number one in middays.
Okay.
They're drawing like a 14
All right, so we need the official.
Let's get it official.
So we have it on audio.
All right, so if the Redskins win only one more game this year.
Yes.
If the Redskins do not get to win 7, I will wear landfill shorts with something underneath, burgundy and gold pom-poms, a shirt with landfill's caricature on it.
Okay.
And I will put a hula hoop around my lovely body. And we will do this in public, right?
Sure.
Or in the radio station.
You know what? Outside on the street, on the street corner.
Good. On Half Street?
On Half Street.
Can we do it like on Christmas Day or something? When
That's
nobody's
fine.
Around.
No, how about when everybody's around? All right. We've got it on tape. You've got that audio.
That is official.
It is now official.
Let's do it.
This is perfect.
I'll have some fun. I'll satiate you maniacs, animals, carnivores.
This is all we ask for.
All right.
And I have a question for everyone here tonight. Who wants to walk with Rooster?
That was one of my favorite bits. First of all, I love me some Elias from WWE. He is a fun character. JT the Swick, you like him too, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy, so yes.
Yeah. What does that mean?
As you know, I root for good guys in WWE, and I boo the bad guys.
Oh, so in other words, you're a stupid mark?
No, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do as a fan. I'm supposed to cheer the faces and boo the heels.
You know that Russell always relates to the heels. I know that much about wrestling. The bad guys, because he himself is a troll, so he sides with them. That's why he doesn't like this.
I am an entertainer. That's what I am.
You can be an entertainer and also be a troll at the same time. Isn't that what those guys do in pro wrestling?
See,
like, isn't that the whole point?
Yeah,
just
kinda.
Piss people off?
The thing that I like about Elias, who...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You don't know anything about?
No, of course not. You act like that's a bad thing. No, I don't know anything about pro wrestling because I don't care.
Because you don't know anything about fun entertainment.
Yes, that's it. I don't know anything about fun entertainment, Chris Russell, because I don't watch wrestling.
What do you do outside of, like, lamenting over
You're really going to ask me what I do outside of something?
Over why the Wizards are down by 24.
The guy that literally can't do anything else because,
stupid Mavericks.
My kids, they take up my time and I have to watch the All-22s and AFL and I don't have a life. Don't talk to me about not having anything else to do.
I'm just wondering.
No,
what
you
else
are
you
being
do?
An incredible
because
hypocrite right
have,
now.
You don't have kids. You have an
You're
easy
right.
commute back to Annapolis, back to the mansion in Annapolis, on the water, your little bourbon, whatever. you have fun. You sit out there on the hand wave thing.
I don't even know what that is.
You sit out there. You cross over the moat. You have a good time. You
I
set
wish
up
I had
shop,
a moat.
Right?
I'd keep you away. That's for sure. Moat around me right now.
What else do you do? I mean, you should get into wrestling. You love Elias.
There are about 10,000 things on the depth chart ahead of pro wrestling
Dude,
for me that I would
Elias
get into.
Elias is awesome. He comes out with the freaking guitar, and he's got the long black stringy hair, right?
God,
he sits on a chair, and he asks people to silence their cell phones.
Seriously?
And keep their applause down, and he sings a good folksy kind of song, and he makes fun of the
city that they're in. I could walk down the streets of D.C. and see something more entertaining than this.
And he rips basically on
the guys outside
on the
Capital One Arena play better music
really?
Than that. Are you serious right
really?
Now? You're really trying to pitch this on me by a guy that sits and plays the guitar?
That's great.
He sits and plays the guitar, and he tells everyone to shush while he plays his music.
That's called a concert, and I've been to concerts, and I'll do that.
You have no...
Pro wrestling is the last thing on my list that I will ever want to get into, ever. And you can never convince me.
At Nick Asher.
I would. You know what? We talked about you talked about you wearing a skirt. I would rather watch you walk around here in a skirt than me watch pro wrestling.
Of course you would rather that.
No, that's not a compliment for either side. It would be funny to see you in that. But no, I will never watch pro wrestling ever.
I smell a bet.
No.
What, Russell wearing a skirt? No, he's already made
We've
one.
We've already
we don't need
made
two.
One stupid bet. We've got a bunch of people that legitimately want to talk about the Redskins, and all my co-host wants to do is talk about stupid bets.
I'm sorry, isn't this part of the Redskins, them winning two more games? That's
Listen,
what this stemmed out of. By the way, I'm getting requests for bag, a box, and a bag. Do you think we could squeeze it in by the end? We could maybe
we
squeeze
that?
It in?
All right, let's do that. Let's get a couple of calls
right.
in here. Let's go to, we'll get to Alex in Boston in a sec. First, Ron in Ashburn on the fan. Ron, thanks for waiting. How are you?
I don't know, man. I thought I was waiting for a couple schoolgirls there for a minute.
He does want to wear a schoolgirl skirt,
you
so
got
yes.
One, you got one to my right. I mean, you know, he puts makeup on, Ron. They
Shut
put
up, it's for
makeup
TV.
On.
Oh, my God.
You're the worst. It's for TV. You can't. Anyway, go. Don't listen to him, please. Continue and say something smart.
Well, I'll try. This segment has made that challenging work. I want to
actually
get
should make it easy. You don't have to say much
you.
More than what we did, and it's fine. So we've set the bar
here's
low.
Here's my beef. I'm going to say what my beef is, and hopefully you guys in the media will start talking about this. We have the same guys every year that are hurt for extended periods of time. We've got to start looking at getting out of the Sean Laval business. And I he may be a great guy. But he's a medium to below average guard in this league, and he's hurt every year, and he's our starter. Okay, that's one thing. Second thing is the wide receivers, Jamison Crowder, one position slot, can't do anything else, hurt every year. Running back Chris Thompson, same deal, one position guy, can't do much else, very effective when he's on the field. Can't stay healthy a whole year. Now, I don't blame the players for these injuries, but when you miss 5 and 6 games and you're such a critical part of the offense, at some point, somebody at Redskin Park has to start saying, well, maybe we're not drafting players that can take the pounding in the NFL. Somebody's got to start thinking about that because we cannot go through seasons where 5 of our starters on the offensive are gone for 4 to 5 games every year. And in this case, they're the same players. Somebody's got to start talking about that.
Well, we understand the frustration. I think people have been talking about that, but what do you suppose? I mean, you can't replace Trent Williams, right? You can't replace Morgan Moses.
No.
You can't plan or prepare for Brandon Scherff. Here's what you can do. You can figure out that Sean Laval is never going to stay healthy. And that Sean Laval's run blocking, as good as it is on pulls and in space, is something you're just going to have to exchange for the fact that, A, he cannot stay healthy, and, B, he stinks in pass pro, and, C, he's going to get wheeled off on a wheelchair. I mean,
there
you know,
you go.
That's what you got to, you know. And real quickly, and Ron, appreciate the phone call, how you had the unmitigated gall not to have somebody with some sort of NFL experience on your 53 or, like, Casey Dunn was never getting claimed by, he was undrafted out of Auburn. Please, nobody wants him, okay? No offense to him, I'm sure he's a nice young fella. He would be fine on the practice squad. Please, Please tell me that the best laid plans of mice and men weren't to go with Tony Bergstrom at right guard or left guard or whatever guard, when earlier in the year they said, well, he can't play guard because he's a center, so that's why we got to move our starting center there, and we're still not going to add anybody of any veteran experience. We're not going to have anybody on the practice squad, the 10-man practice squad, that can actually play guard. See, like, the decisions and the thought process at guard and receiver, too, because they knew Richardson was hanging by a thread, these decisions make absolutely zero sense.
Those were the two biggest surprises to me in terms of what they didn't do this offseason. It was one, guard Laval dealing with that whole catastrophe that you knew was going to happen again, which certainly has happened now, and addressing the receiver position and finding some depth and finding more, at least one more guy that you could depend on in some capacity out there. They didn't address either one of those. And we're seeing now the results of that.
It wasn't just the offseason. You could have done it after the 53-man cut down.
You could have done it before the trade deadline.
And instead, there have been a ton of issues with it. Let's get to Alex in Boston on the fan. Alex has been patiently waiting. How are you, Alex? How are you? What's going on?
I just want to talk about me being from Boston. Obviously, I'm a Patriots fan, so I'll let you guys joke about that later.
Oh, you're lucky.
Joke about what? You guys keep winning. All I am is jealous of you. There's no jokes about that. It makes me angry.
Just want to talk, like, on the outside looking in. The Redskins, I think the Redskins are in a great position for the rest of the season, to be honest. I don't think that they're going to have much of a problem with the Buccaneers. I know they have a pretty decent offense, but they started hot and then fell apart. You guys have the Cowboys again. I'm going to say that's a definite win. And then you have two games against the Eagles. At the very least, I see you guys splitting in those games.
Can I ask a serious question, Alex? I respect your call and I respect your opinion. Why are you a Patriots fan calling a DC sports radio show and
I was wondering
on
the same
hold for
thing.
26 minutes? I'm confused. I mean, not that I have any problem with it. I'm just curious.
So I am, yes, I'm a Patriots fan. My whole family was Patriots fans. There's very few NFC teams I hate, and I'm sure you guys can figure out which ones those are. The rest of the NFC, though, I enjoy watching, to include the Redskins.
Okay.
I tune in and watch the Redskins on a weekly basis when they play. And I have family that's in Virginia. They're Redskins fans. So I kind of adopted the Redskins as my secondary team, if you want to call them that.
That makes perfect sense.
And I'm just, overall, I am a football fan first.
All right. I'm a big Patriots fan. Always have been, always will be. Starting with Dick McPherson back in the mid-90s or 80s or whatever it was. I love Coach Mack. So thank you, Alex. Appreciate the phone call.
I'm always fascinated by what people think of the Redskins outside of this market. It's always interesting to hear people, especially people that don't have any sort of connection to it at all.
They don't have a high regard usually.
A lot of times,
we'll come back and finish this up on the fan. We got to get a quick word in on the Wizards and Antonio Brown, too. Got a lot to do in a couple minutes here on the fan. All right, JT the Big says we have to be out in 6 minutes.
No, your math is terrible.
I'm just busted.
We have far less than that.
So we've got a lot to get to in a very little time. Real quickly, a couple of thoughts on the Wizards from the co-host of Wizards Outsiders on NBC Sports Washington with my guy Wes Hall. I like him a lot more than I like you. Tomorrow,
funny because he likes me more than he likes you, so it's weird how that works.
Yeah, he's just liking you because it's working.
Tomorrow, right?
The Wizards are in Orlando. Usually Orlando, a very happy place to go visit.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards.
Disney World's great.
Yeah. The Wizards seem like their heads are like often in Disney World, like on It's a Small World when they play these games that they should win.
Not bad.
Not a dad joke?
No, that was okay, actually.
And they often are down by 28 in the first quarter.
Yes.
Is that a fair summation?
Yeah, actually, the better summation of how they played so far this year is... That's it.
It's pretty bad.
It's
pretty bad.
They're 2-8, and they cannot play 1 ounce of defense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There is no effort on defense.
Is that because Dwight Howard just isn't rounding into shape yet?
No, this has nothing to do with Dwight Howard. They can't defend the three. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA defending the three, and they're not going to put Dwight Howard on the perimeter on a consistent basis to defend three.
And being that the league is a three-point shooting
league, they are allowing teams to make that extra pass and beat them on the weak side three so often. It's so frustrating to watch. And the problem is, too, they allow themselves to get in these holes early, where they're down 10, 12 points in the first quarter. And instead of battling back, it's, we're losing again. And it's this whiny body language, and it just sucks. And they're standing around on offense, and it's a bunch of isolation plays, and they're not moving the ball well. We've seen flashes of it, especially Dwight Howard's first game back, or the first quarter. They look great offensively.
Yeah, they look great.
He had 13 points in the first quarter.
Completely fell apart.
It added this extra dynamic to them out on the break. He was running to the rim, and it was what you needed from them, and they just don't do it consistently.
And then they were down by 29
were down by 50 after, and it just keeps piling up. There is too much talent on this team individually to be 2-8. That being said, the chemistry is a major problem, and that was my biggest concern coming into the season, was how does this collection of new players, and there are certainly new players on this roster, how do they mesh, how do they get along, and how do players that are in contract years right now address how they play individually versus as a team? And right now, there has been no such thing as a team with them.
At Orlando tomorrow, at Miami Saturday night? Is that right?
Yes.
Or Sunday?
Yes, Saturday.
All right.
It's their first back-to-back of the season.
Back-to-back double dip in Florida. Now, the Carolina Panthers are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Antonio Brown got cited for driving 100 miles an hour. If I was Mike Tomlin, I would bench his ass. I'm so tired of Antonio Brown.
Yeah, on Thursday
Brown.
Night Football, they're not going to do it.
I don't care.
Mike Tomlin, when has he ever been a disciplinarian
like that?
I
know. He should be, because he comes off as grumpy and mean and furled-looking, and he's just like a softy, apparently. But I would bench him because Antonio Brown's an idiot. He's a great football player. He's also an idiot. I thought I would bring in this because we can't play what's in the box, what's in the bag.
What in the world is that?
This is my tribute to Cam Newton and his post-game.
Hold on.
Attire.
Hold on. Look at
I watched a 10-minute feature while I was doing cardio this
Russell,
afternoon.
Look over here, on
ESPN. Okay. They wasted 10 minutes of TV time on NFL players' outfits, and Cam Newton had all these.
I promise, at Nick Ashew, I will tweet out the picture of the hat Russell is wearing right now.
This is my tribute to Cam Newton. This is me, my Lee Corso. The Panthers are going to win tonight, baby. The Panthers are going to win on the road. Cam's going to be rocking this hat. By the way, you know who gave me this hat?
Who gave you this hat?
The guy
I'm too
that,
focused the, on putting
the
this
The guy
tweet
that
out.
Likes me more than he likes you, Wes Hall, last year.
Wes does not
when
like
we were doing
you
arena
more than
football.
He likes me.
Thanks to JT the Swick. Thanks to Darius Dameron on the other side of the glass. Thanks to you for calling, listening, and being a part of the show. For Hollywood, I'm the Rooster. Adios, I'm a fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.